Hello, Peoria Unified School District community. It's hard to believe that the holidays are upon us. I want to extend my personal well wishes to all of you for a safe and fun-filled holiday. We had a tremendous United Way drive this year in the Peoria Unified School District. Our contributions for the event totaled over $15,000, and for the single Pull the Bus event, we amassed over $2,000. So thanks to all of you who supported those in need in our community. Thanks to the Peoria Unified School District. Many lives will be touched by those contributions. November has been an extremely busy and exciting month here in our district, from championship football events to Internet Safety Week. We also had some phenomenal Veterans Day celebrations, and I certainly would like to commend all of the staff and students who helped make those Veterans Day events just a tremendous point of personal pride for us here in the Peoria Unified School District. Also in November, we hosted our very first community engagement event where we incorporated a tremendous amount of technology. We had actually 220 plus parents and community members join us at Centennial High School in this forum for 21st century education. And we'd like to thank Centennial and all of our technology staff for making this a huge success. Not only do we have a high volume of those that were in attendance, we had countless who joined us via Facebook, and we actually had those weigh in online to that Q&A session. Huge success, great feedback. We look forward to processing that feedback and incorporating it into our future planning. As always, our students and staff continue to amass tremendous accolades. I'd like to mention just a few. Centennial sophomore student Hussein Yasser was selected as one of the English Language Learner Student Success Stories for 2011. He was one of only 9 students in the entire state to receive this recognition. Essays written by RSK students, junior Rikea Bain and senior Peyton Galovich, they were selected from over 1,200 entries for their contest through the Arizona Republic and Channel 12. These students will take part in a televised news forum on improving civil discourse with former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor in January. Congratulations. A couple of staff recognitions. Deborah Taylor from Liberty High School has been selected by Special Olympics Arizona as the Outstanding Coach of the Quarter. On the national level, Deb Moore, marketing teacher at Raymond S. Kellis High School, has won the national title for 2012 ACTE Outstanding Teacher and Community Service Award. Congratulations, Deb. We are also proud of our district's Arts and Athletic Awards. Congratulations to all the football players for Cactus High School. Their varsity team participated in the state championship game in Flagstaff. They did an outstanding job. Congratulations, Cobras. At the elementary level, we'd like to congratulate Marshall Ranch and Sundance Elementary School for their district championships in football. And in girls volleyball, Desert Valley and Frontier. And not to forget Lake Pleasant for cross-country championships. Congratulations. Sunrise Mountain High School's marching band was recognized as one of the very best marching bands in the West Valley. In fact, they ended up placing 8th at the state level. Congratulations, Sunrise Mountain Marching Band. Congratulations, Cactus High School Choir. For 2 years in a row, they've received first place in the Old Town Peoria Choir Festival. 4 of our elementary schools participated in this year's Honeywell Aerospace Challenge. Coyote Hills, Heritage, Park Ridge, and Zuni Hills. Congratulations to each of these teams for representing themselves and the district in this competition. As the end of the year approaches, I'd like to remind everyone that tax credit donations are being accepted through December 31st. Individuals can contribute up to $200, and married couples filing jointly can contribute up to $400. Our district office will be open on the 31st from 8 until 12 to accept those last-minute contributions. Those who stop by will be treated to some hot chocolate and some cookies made by our culinary arts students. For more news, keep checking the PUSD website and our Facebook page. Once again, I'd like to wish each and every one of you the best of the holiday season. Keep up the good work, and we look forward to seeing all of you in the new year.